Gabby, is there Q&A today?
Okay. Hello, everybody. Okay, we all here?
Rabbi?
Okay, so where are we holding? So we're in the Tosis, Lisagi, like the Umayo. So we saw yesterday the Gemara and Shabbos, the end of Rebbe Lezer, the Milo. So there's two Gersois there in the Gemara. The Rosh brings two Gersois in the Gemara. The first Gers in the Rosh is the Gemara only talks about one bracha. Hamalas Hagerim, Mevarech, Hamalas Gerim Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, and so on. Lomalas Hagerim will have to pay him Dan Bris. The second Gersa, which is the Gersa that we have in the Gemara, is that the Gemara mentions two brachas. That Hamolas Hagerim makes a bracha Asher Kisonim Seis Vitzvonu Ala Milo. The Hamivarach Omer, Mivarach means somebody else, doesn't have to be the Moel. Anybody who wants to makes the bracha of Lomolas Hagerim will have to Meam Dam Bris. Nonetheless, the Rosh speaks out that there's really no difference between the two Gersois, because even the first Gersa that only mentions one bracha, it's not because there only is one bracha. There is a bracha of alamilo. There's a brichas mitzvah of alamilo. But the Gemara doesn't need to mention it because it's relying on what it said before that out of bris you make a bracha of alamilo. It's only the bracha of lomalas again that's different than what you have by a regular bris. That's the bracha that the Gemara needs to mention. So the Rosh therefore says that the two gesoys reduce to the same thing. There's a bracha of alamilo that the Gemara makes, and then there's another bracha of lomalas again. We'll have to pay him that bris. There is a slight difference between the two Gersois, even after the Hasbar of the Rosh. In the first gift, the Gersa of the Rosh, that the Gemara only mentions one bracha, who makes that bracha? The bracha of Lomolus again will have to name Dambris. The Rosh in the Gemara in that first Gersa is Hamol Oimer, Baruch Hat Hashem, Lomolus again will have to name Dambris. Sounds like the Moel has to make the bracha. In the second Gersa, the Moel says Alamilo, and the Mavarech says Lomolus again will have to name Dambris. The Rosh doesn't say that there's such a nafkamina. The Rosh should speak that out. I think Al-Kochel, okay, I have to say that even the first gear, so there's only one bracha, even though the Lashon Gemara is Hamol is a Gerim, it means when you're in a maimed of Milas Gerim, this is the special bracha that you say. But it doesn't mean the bracha has to be said particularly by the Moel. I think it's Mestaber, Tosfos and the Rosh both speak out that what's the nature of the second bracha? This new bracha of Lomalas Gerim will have to Meam Dam Bris. There's already a bracha of Alamilo. What's this other bracha? So they both speak out. It's connected the bracha of Lachnisa Bavisa Shel Avraham Avinu, which both places in the Rosh say by us is a bracha Zeshvach. It's a bracha Zeshvach and Mitzvah Smilu Ba'alma. And who says it? Not the Moel. Father says it in the case of a Tinuk. So who says it by a Ger? Mustama, anybody could say it. So I think that's why the Rosh didn't focus on that. The lashon of that lashon doesn't really matter. The halacha is the same in both gersois. The Moel makes a brichas hamitzvah ala milah, no different than any other milah. In one gersa it's spelled out explicitly, and the other gersa goes without saying. And then there's the bracha that the Gemara is really interested in telling me, which is the special bracha they have by a ger of lomel is a ger will have to meam dam bris. That's the Gemara over there. Now patient by us yes the kasha. The Gemara says that there's a difference in the nusach of the brach of Alamilo. The nusach of the brach of Alamilo, I according to Rapopi, it's not lahavu mashma, so it's not really a good nusach. So the Gemara says because leisagid levi umal, the male can't make a brach of lomel. He's not mitzuba to be mal. The mitzvah is on the father. So the male akroch if he makes a brach of Alamilo, and the father's mal in the chenami. The Gemara says then he makes a brach of lomel. That basis. So how come by Milas Gerim, the Nusach is, and the Tosfos is the same fashion. How come I'm less gayim than Nusach is Lomulus again? Lomulus again? Like Sagil Avi Umoel? He doesn't have to do the Bismillah. Anybody could do the Bismillah. The answer is that Hamavorach Chayim Lomul Kamayor Avamal. Before it means that when it comes to Milas Gerim, everybody's mitzvah in Milas Gerim. By Milas Tinoik, the father has a chiyuv. By Milas Gerim, everybody has the chiyuv. What's the nature of chiyuv? What kind of chiyuv does everybody have to be Mal Gerim? Not so clearly spelled out. We'll see maybe Bamshach. So the question is, the problem is, which bracha place is talking about? We have two brachas by Ager, Alamilo and Lomilos Ager. Presumably, Chayre Tais is addressing the second bracha. That's the bracha that's Belosh and Lomil. The first bracha is Bemis Belosh and Al. Point to both Gersois. In the girsa that it's that both brachas I mentioned in the Gemara explicitly, which is the second girsa in the Rosh. So then it says b'feirush the Gemara. It says hamalas again mevorach al amilu. Hamevorach chayim asher so lomos again will have to meim dambris. So mevorach the Gemara, the first bracha is al. That's how it says in Rosh. Even in the other girsa, which is the first girsa in the Rosh, that the Gemara doesn't say what the first bracha is. So if the Gemara doesn't mention the first bracha, then how do I know what the nusach is? But it's muchach what the nusach is, because the Rosh speaks out. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the first bracha? Because it doesn't need to be spelled out, because it's the same as by every milo. So what's the bracha by every milo? Ala milo. So both according to the first girsa and according to the second girsa, the bracha, the bichas ha-mitzvah, is ala milo, even by a ger. So the second bracha, this bracha of lomel is again, that has that's belosh and lomel. So Taisus is telling me, Taisus is a kasha in the second bracha. How can you make a bracha of lomel like sagil avi umoel? So what's Taisus teret? So when it comes to milas gerim, everybody is like the father. No, so then you explain the second bracha, but then the first bracha is shvah. So how come the first bracha is alamila? Then the first bracha should be lomel. The Gemara Baya says that when the father is mal himself, then he makes a bracha of lomel. At least according to our puppy, and the stomach of puppy has to explain that price too. Then it says, and I think in Tosfos Rosh, it's Kimat Mefurish that he's going on the second bracha. But the Lashon of the Taisus Rosh, the Lashon of the Taisus Rosh is, Aval Gabe Hamalas Hagerim, Shamivorech Aymer Lomulus Hagerim. There's an extra word. Aval Gabe Hamalas Hagerim, Shamivorech Aymer Lomulus Hagerim. You could have said, Aval Gabe Hamalas Hagerim. What does he say? Shil Shah Mivorach Eimer. There it says he's capping the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos is Hamalas Hagerim. So Hamalas Hagerim Eimer Ala Milo. He makes the bracha of Ala Milo. VeHamivorach Eimer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kishon So on. Lomolas Hagerim will have to pay him dambris. So the Rosh is telling, he's pointing. It's not the bracha of Hamal. The bracha of Hamal is Ala Milo. But I'm going on the bracha of Hamavorach. The Mavorach makes a bracha of Lomelus again. How does he make a bracha of Lomelus again? Stochle Sagilavim will. I think in the Taisha Rosh is Mamish of Flag that we're talking about. It's Mukhak anyway, Menei Obey. But I think it's Mamish of Flag that he's talking about the second bracha. Now, in Taisha, the Nusuk Nagel, the Nusuk Taisha is, but that Avalha Mal Gerim Mavorach Lomelus again. The place does use a lashon of hamal, but I don't think that means he's talking about the first bracha either. Because It's very difficult to say that Tysus had a whole different. Well, we'll see in a second. I don't think so with the first bracha. I think so with the second bracha also. But Tysus is gone like the other gears in the Rosh. The first gears in the Rosh that doesn't have the first bracha mentioned explicitly. And then the Losh of the Gemara is Hamolas Agerim Mivar Oimer Baruch Lomolas Agerim will have to fame Dambris. So in that Gisa, the Gemara itself uses the Losh of not of Hamavarach, but of Hamol. But I said before, I don't think it means anything, because otherwise the Rosh would speak out that there's an Afmina Lalacha between the two Gisais. So it says Hamol, it means the Mavarach. But Akaponim Sutaitis and Nimshak after the Losh of the Gemara, because maybe he's going with that Gisa. But about the Lafia Inyan, they're both going on the second bracha because the first bracha is alamila. According to both Gersois, the first bracha lemais is alamila. So why is the first bracha alamila? How it should be lomel? Taisa says that kolodim chayv lomel is again. Yeah, Nathan.
Rabbi, how can we say that Tosos is going with the gears of the Rif if it's a word behedja
and Tosos
and Shan? Yeah, did Rabbi not hear me?
Oh, my volume's off. Hold on. Sorry.
Okay. How could we say that Tosos is going like the gears of the Rif? If Tosos and Kofan and Zion and Shabbos is before Behedja, it's one of Rabbeinu Tam's Arayas, that one line of the Gemara is Hamal, and another line of the Gemara is Hamavarich, but it is two separate. Tosos and Shabbos is clear that they have the Girsa, not of the Rif, the Girsa that there's two steps.
Oh, okay. So, but that's not so terrible. Tosfos and Shabbos has the gear. You're right. Tosfos and Shabbos has the gears that there's two brachas. That the Gemara mentions both brachas explicitly. Yeah, but the Rosh, it's all the same. Tosfos, the Rosh, it's not like, you know, Chachamim provides or something. Tosfos and the Rosh, it's all the same base medrash. The Rosh tells me there's two gears. So it's not so terrible if Tosfos by us is going like one gear, and Tosfos and Shabbos is going like the other gears. Now, often they come to the same thing. The Rosh says both gears come to the same thing. So it could be the Tosfos and Shabbos, it could be a different Baal Tosfos. The Tosfos and Shabbos had the Girsa like the second Girsa in the Rosh. And Tosfos B'Yos had the Girsa like the first Girsa in the Rosh. And the Tosfos and Rosh B'Yos had the Girsa like the second Girsa in the Rosh. Like Tosfos and Shabbos.
Aren't both Sugyas a Liba Darbina Tam? I mean, like the entire, this Sugyas Tosfos has been assuming like a Bina Tam and reading every Shlav of the Gemara.
But it doesn't have to be that we have to say that it's not Rabbeinu Tam himself. I see in the Rosh that they had two Gersois. So it doesn't bother me so much that Taisov here is going one Gersu, Taisov is going the other Gersu. What's the alternative? That Taisov is going on the first bracha, and he had a Gersu in the first bracha of Lomel? That's very Rochik. Here's the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, I didn't see it inside, but I saw quoted somewhere that the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, I think Simon Yud, assumes that Tosfos by us holds with the first bracha of Lomel and he's Chelek on the Rosh and Shabbos, that the first bracha is out. That's a very big benefit to say that Tosfos, because it means that Tosfos had a different gear, so. If Tosfos holds the first bracha is Lomel, then you have to invent a whole new gears that the Rosh didn't mention. That the Gemara mentions both brachas and the first one is Lomel. I doubt that's how Tosfos and Shabbos is even matakit. You have the Gemara, you have the Tosfos and Shabbos open. It doesn't say this is v'chule. Rabbi Ger b'samach goris bereisha hamol v'chule. Yeah, so we don't know for sure how, but we have to posit if Tosfos really was going on the first bracha, and Tosfos held that the first bracha is lomul, then we would have to posit that Tosfos had a new gear to the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara mentions the first bracha, but not b'loshon al, but b'loshon lomul. Okay, that's that mitzad atzmi is a doichik. And we're going to have to also say the Tosfos Rosh also that way, because the Tosfos Rosh also has the same question, says the same as Tosfos. So we're going to have to say that Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh had another gist in the Gemara and Shabbos different than either of the Gersois that the Rosh over there mentions. Why not say Dovah Tamor? And the fact that the Tosfos Rosh referred to Hamavarachaymer, Hamavarachaymer Lomalus again. That lashon hara, mevarich, is a flag, as I said before, that he's addressing the second bracha, not the first.
Rabbi, we can't say that he had like the first kirsa in the rush, and he just thought that mistama the bracha would be lamo.
Yeah, the problem is that according to the first great kirsa in the rush, how come the Gemara didn't mention the first bracha? So the Rosh says, because the Gemara doesn't have to mention the first bracha, because we already said the first bracha in the Gemara in the earlier part of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa says, it's the part that Tosfos specifically talked about now, that the Gemara quoted, the Hamol Mevarech Alamilo, and then the Aviyah Ben says, Lachnis Levisa Shel Avraham Avinu. And then the next line in the Braisa is, Hamol Esagerim. And if you go to the first kirsa in the Rosh, we skip the bracha of Alamilo and we go straight to the second bracha of Lama L'Segerim, Ulahat Me'em Dabris. Says the Rosh, why are we skipping the first bracha? Because it doesn't need to say the first bracha. They already told me the first bracha in the paragraph before. That's good if the first bracha is the same as in the paragraph before, but if the first bracha by Ger is different, then the Braisa should say the first bracha too. So Rosh was annoyed to say the Braisa didn't need to tell it to me, because the Braisa assumed that Al-Chapa Mayon, that here it's different because Kolotim Chayiv, and I'm going to know that the bracha is Lomel and not Alamil. How about it? That's Rosh.
Rabbi, to be honest, I didn't read the whole thing, but the Ron seems to be saying that it was all included in one bracha. Ron and Shabbos.
Yeah, so there is a sheet. There is a sheet. The sheet is Sarah Ambam. That is taka only one bracha. That's the sheet of Zeram. Ram holds the tak only one bracha. Lomalus again will have to fame dambris. Now, he had the gist of the riff that there's only one bracha mentioned in the Gemara. And he said, not like the Rosh, that the other bracha goes without saying. There's tak only one bracha, and that bracha is Lomalus again. And I said yesterday that I think the Ram is the Shitosoi, because the Ram holds the Lachnisa Labisa Shalavom Avinu, the second bracha they have by an ordinary bris milah, the Ram holds it's not a Bichas HaShevach. It's a Bichas HaMitzvah on the extra Chiv that the Father has over and above the Chiv that everybody has to be Mal, that Kol Yisrael have to be Malkol or El Shevinayim. So Ram is a different take in the bracha Lachnisa Labisa Shalavom Avinu. It's a Bichas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah that the Father has over and above the Mitzvah that everybody else has. So that's not shaykh by Gerrit. And therefore the Ram says, if there's no father, you don't make the bracha of Nachnis Lubisa Shalav Bamavin. If the father's not there, the Ram, even if there's a father, if he's not there, im ein oviv shom, I think the Rosh Lashon is, so then you don't make the second bracha. So yeah, so the Ram, there's no reason to make two brachas by a Ger. You don't have two levels of, of chiyuv. But Lefit Taisus, it's not established only one bracha by again. Why should there be only one bracha by again? By a regular tinek, there's two brachas. I just explained, one is a bichas and one is a bichas shach. And why do we make this bichas shach? So we should know that we're not doing the milu l'shem hagrizim or the l'shem murno, not for any other reason. We're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So why shouldn't that apply to a ger as well? And that's what Taisus and the Rosh and Shabbos both say. That the bracha, the second bracha of Lomel Eskeim will have to fame that bris is the bracha, is connected the bracha of Lachnis Lubis Shalav Avraham Avinu.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
We can't say that the Tosfos is just saying Stam, that he's only Nechshav like the Av HaMol once he actually did the Mila, but until then it's Lav Davka Eslev, it's on Kol Yisroel. Once he does the Mila, then it's already Mesiachis to him and he can make a bracha leh before he has to do it now.
Who's he? Why isn't Mesiachis to him? He's just a guy.
Once he did the Mila, though. Once he did the Mila.
Not after the Ger himself. We're talking about the guy who's making the bracha, which is either the Mayol or a bystander.
Yeah, but once he does the Mila, it's his mitzvah. Now that he did it, Kol Kodem Zach, he's the one who did it, so now he can make a lick. Before, he can only make an out. So
if you're going to say that the one who makes the bracha is the Mayol, you say, up to before he makes the mitzvah, before he does the mitzvah, so he's a guy. So he's a Mayol. But now that he did it, so he was Zeich in the mitzvah. Since he was zeich in the mitzvah, so now he could talk and say lashon of lomo. Yeah, that's a nice word. It's not what it says in Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is a little cryptic. Hamal geir mevorach lomo, shah mevorach chayev lomo kamoi ha'av hamo. The lashon Tosfos Rosh is even less mashed for this one. Shari kol odom chayev lomo l'sage. The way you want to say, it's a nice word, mitzad atzmoi. It's very hard to put that into, to shoehorn that into the Taisus, much less in Taisus. The Nakud is anybody could be Zeicha, and he was Zeicha, so now he's the Av.
That's why he could be Zeicha, because Kol Adam is Chai.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's a lot to, it's an awful lot to put in there. I call Adam Chayev. He shouldn't say call Adam Chayev. Call Adam Yochel Liskais. I think it's a lot to squeeze in. I think the shot's like this. That then the whole Taisus, the Svar Taisus altogether shvet. What do you mean Kol Adam Chayev? Kol Adam Chayev. Yeah, but Mechitais and me. I mean, what does that mean? Kol Adam Chayev Lomo Sagerim. Kimboi Ha'av. Why am I Chayev to be Mal Gerim more than I'm Chayev to be Mal children? I just want to get a taste of Sirach Shabbos. Give me a second. There is an interesting place in Rosh in Shabbos. It's time to understand, what is this Kol Adam Chayev? Where does everybody, Kol Adam Chayev, Lomelus again, where did Achiv come from? It sounds like in Tosis that we don't say Kol Adam Chayev, Lomelus at Tinoikus. Not Mechiv to go around being Mal Tinoikus. The father has a Achiv. The father doesn't do it, based on his Achiv. If everybody had a Achiv to be Mal children, then it would be no different than a Ger. Tosis is saying a difference between a Ger and a Achiv, between Milas Gerim and Milas Ketanim. Milas Kanim is really the father. But Milas Geyim is Kol Adam Chayim. Where does that Chayim come from? Kol Adam Chayim, Lo Milas Geyim. Then Mr. Ram said, there is a Chayim on Kol Echad Mi Yisrael, Lo Milas Kol Ha'arelim. Ram is master, there's a Chayim on every Jew to be mal all the children. Yes, it's Moser to Beistin, but Be'etzim is a Chayim on every Jew. Yeah, look at the Rambam, I'm going to have to work out. So it's a guarantee, it has a guarantee different. We'll come to the Rambam in a few minutes. I want to work out the Rambam separately. But in Taisus and Taisus Rosh is Masmur that the Chiv to be Mal Gerim, Kol Adam Chayiv Lo Melus Hagerim, like an Avis Aben. But not like it sounds like Kol Adam Chayiv Lo Melus Hagerim, like an Avis Aben. But Kol Adam is not Chayiv to be Mal other people's Bonim. Why? What's the difference? Why am I mechuyev to be mal gerim any more than I'm mechuyev to be mal other people's children? So the Rosh, the Taisus HaRosh in Shabbos, the last Taisus HaRosh in Rav Elazar in the Mila, has an interesting line. He's not necessarily addressing the issues that Taisus by us is talking about. He just says, I think he's just bothered. Where's the Vitzivanu Lomalas again? What kind of Sibi is there to be Malgerim? Where does the entire Mitzvah to be Malgerim? he's not busy over here with the Lomul and the Al and that issue. He's just asking. He doesn't stay prepared with his catches. But he's just addressing, where's the Bitshivan Lomal Sigan Bechal? Which one of the Tayag Mitzvahs is Lomal Sigan? There's the taste of Rosh. He needs to have Lehel Visagan. V'yev Shali is Ger, V'lei Mila. Interesting place to ask. There's a chiyuv lomal l'segerim. There's a tzivui. There's a mitzvah lomal l'segerim because it's a mitzvah we have to miss a ger. So how are you going to have a have to miss a ger if you don't have ger? It's more the chiddush. I mean, I would have thought there's a mitzvah of a have to miss a ger. It says that if somebody's a ger, there's a mitzvah to love him. It doesn't say there's a mitzvah to make somebody into a ger in order that you should be able to love him. But I guess he holds it implicit. If there would be no gerim, there'd be no how would you have to do, but I have to miss a ger. I have to be gerim. So there's a mitzvah, lo mulis a ger. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the mitzvah that Tosfos is talking about. Kol odom, I'm reading lesson of Tosfos. By us. Shrei kol odom chayiv lo mulis a ger. Where's this kol odom chayiv lo mulis a ger? Everybody has this. The chiyuv to be a mild child that only the father has. Based on if there's no father, based on Zaviyim Shal Yisayim. But the chiyuv to be mild again, that comes from the Haftim Misagir, that's the chiyuv that Kol Odom has. Right, so the question is, so it's Tosis and Tosis, that's why you make a bracha of Lomo. Because there's no time of Laviyu, Lysagid Laviyu Mal. Everybody has the mitzvah. So there's no Lysagid Laviyu Mal. Yeah, Lysagid Laviyu Mal. You have to be mild. Because you have a mitzvah of Haftim Misagir. So the question is, so why is the first bracha different? Why is the first bracha ala milah? What's the difference between the first bracha and the second? That's really the bottom line of what we're asking. What's the difference between the first bracha and the second? The first bracha is ala milah, agerim. The second bracha is lomalis agerim. So Tosfos and the Tosfos explain lomalis agerim because kolod lemitzuv. So how come the first bracha is b'loshon al? Especially Lefira Papa. You know, Lefira Papa, that's all there's such a shayla nishayim. Is there a Lefira Papa, everything's good. So then there's a whole shayla nishayim. So is there any rhyme or reason? Tyson mentions, Yesh tamber brachas, ain't tamber brachas. Lefira Papa, that al is also acceptable. So is there any reason to choose, or maybe just random? But it's just random. So Lefira Papa, you can say it's just random. That's it, it's random. The first bracha is alamila, the second bracha is lama. But a lot of Rishonim, well, there is Tamar Brachas, there has to be a Mahalach. And even if it doesn't have to be a Mahalach in Rav Papa, but in Rav Papa, for sure there has to be a Mahalach. Because Rav Papa also Al is a B'nevet. You only see Al when there's no other choice. When there's a time of Lisagid Lavi Umar. But by Mila Skerim, Taisus and Taisro say there's no time of Lisagid Lavi Umar. So how come the first Brachas Blush and Al according to Rav Papa? Why don't know if that's our problem? So I think maybe I want to suggest the answer is, that the first bracha is a bracha on this ma'aseh milah. Like Tosfos and Amar Aleph Rabbein Tam made this havchana. The first, the bracha of ala milah is a bracha on this particular ma'aseh milah. The bracha of lachnis l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu is a bracha on milah in general. That's why l'gabi yishu l'sha'over and l'haba, the bracha of ala milah, that's machlekes rapapi and rapapa, because that's going on l'haba. But the bracha of Lachnisa Barishas L'Avraham Avinu, that's not relevant to Rapapa and Rapapa, because that's not going on Lahaba, that's going on in general. It's a bracha on Mila in general. Now the question is, when do we say L'Sagid L'Avi Yomar and when do we not say L'Sagid L'Avi Yomar? All Jews have a chiyuv of Yehavta Masageh. So in a certain sense, all Jews have a chiyuv to take care of the Mila of all Gerim. But all Jews, you know, anything that's a chiyuv on all Jews, so it's actually hard to get somebody to do. Because all Jews doesn't mean every Jew. Why does it have to be me? It could be somebody else. So I want to suggest that the pshat is like this. When it comes to the bracha on this particular ma'aseh milah, which is the bracha of the first bracha, ala milah, the bracha and mitzvah, that's a bracha on this ma'aseh milah of this ger, this milah of this ger. So then, there really is a time of Lesagad Levi Umar. Why me? I'm a Mitzvah. In an abstract way, all Yisrael, the Mitzvah, and the Mila of all Geir. But there's nothing that says that I'm the one who has to do this Mila. Anybody else could do this Mila as well as me? For that matter, I don't think there's any Tzivui that this guy has to become a Geir. Like, there may be some Mitzvah in general that we have to as a Geir that requires it to be Geirim. So Kol Adam, Jews are Mitzvah that there should be Geirim. Because otherwise, how are we going to do the haftamis again? But I'm not mitzvah on this particular ma'aseh mila of this particular candidate for gerus. I don't have to be the mo'el, and he doesn't have to be the ger. Somebody else could be the mo'el, and somebody else could be the ger. So that's takalis sagad lavi mo'el. That's the ala mila. Doesn't make sense to make a bracha there of lomo. There you do have the time of lisagad lavi mo'el. What the Taisus Harosh and the Taisus are addressing is the second bracha, which is a bracha on Milas Gerim in general. Milas Gerim in general, I, as a member of Klai Yisrael, do share in the mitzvah to be Mal Gerim in general. So there already, when you're talking in the abstract, so then it's Takanotel, it's not a time of Lisag Levim. What do you mean Lisag? You have to be Moisi Asim, not. Why should you be Moisi Asim in a club? Jews have a chiv to be Mal Gerim. I don't have a chiyuv to be mal this ger, but Jews have a chiyuv to be mal ger. So the first bracha is on this milo, so takal isag levi yimo. That's that you have to say in the lashon of al. Lid doesn't make any sense. I'm not mitzvah to do this, but you told me milas gerim in general. Lomel is a gerim lhatif meim dambris shul mali dambris and his kaim shemayim ba'aretz and so on. Yeah, I have that tzivui in the abstract together with everybody else to be mal gerim in the abstract. So there it makes there it passes the lashon of law. If you look closely at the Lashon of Taisus, it's better a little bit in the Lashon of Taisus Rosh. The Lashon of Taisus is that Hamal Geir Mivarech Lomel is a Geir, Sha Mivarech Chayiv Lomel Kumei Ha'av Hamol. The Lashon of Ha'av Hamol sounds like he's referencing the halacha that when a father does the bris milah, he doesn't say ala milah, but he says lomo. Like the Gemara says, inechenami, that the moyel says ala milah, the father says lomo. So we're talking about the special role that the father plays in the particular ma'aseh milah when the father does the milah. That's a funny analogy. Because we're not talking about the bracha on a particular ma'aseh milah. We're talking about the bracha of milah in general, of lachnisu lebrisoi lomo lasagerim. So lachan kemoi ha'av hamol, Kilu, you're saying this is analogous to a father doing a bris milah. Not analogous to a father doing a bris milah. The lashon of the Taisa Rosh is much better. The lashon of the Taisa Rosh is also the lashon of the Taisa is mother for a different reason. He says the lashon of Hamavarach. It's Hamavarach. Why are you talking about the Mavarach? I mean, Hamavarach. I guess he means the Mavarach is chayev because he's a Jew. The Taisa Rosh is better. The lashon of the Taisa Rosh is. Shere kol odom chayev lomel is hager. So first, listen to the Amavara. He has kol odom. Shere kol odom chayev lomel is hager. Kimoy. And his Taisa says, Kimoy ha'av hamol. The Taisa Rosh says, Kimoy ha'av esaben. I think the Malach want to say the Losh and Taisa Rosh is much better. Kol odom chayev lomel is hager. That all Jews have a chiv to be malgerim. The emes kishani la'atzmi, I would even say that if not lomel is hagerim, she lomel is hagerim. It's a contraction. Kol adam chayiv lomel is hagerim. Kamoya have a seben. He means the bracha of lachnisu l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu. We're talking about the second bracha. We're talking about the bracha that corresponds to lachnisu l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu. So a father makes a bracha lachnisu l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu. That makes that this milah. The father's chayiv this milah too. If the father does this milah, then he makes the bracha of. And then he makes the bracha lomel even in the first bracha. But that's not what we're talking about. We've been down the whole discussion here is about the second bracha. We're talking about the bracha of lachnisu l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu. Why does the father make a bracha lachnisu l'bisu shel Avraham Avinu? Because a father is mechuyav to be mal his children. It's not even talking about this kid. This kid's already not able to see us when he's finished. What the father is talking about is chiyav to be mal his children in general. So al derech zeh, kol odom chayav lomel tzager. Jews are mechuyav to be mal geir, because there's a mitzvah you have to miss again. So mele, since I'm a Jew, and this is a milas gerim, so I can make a bracha lomel es hagerim, because I also have the mitzvah lomel es hagerim. That's all I need. I should be able to say v'tzivanu lomel. So how am I vitzivan olam? How am I a meshutav shutav? Where do I have a vitzivan olam? So yeah, to the extent that you mean this milah, so you don't. But to the extent you mean, do you have the mitzvah you have to misager? Yes, I have the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah you have to misager, like any other Jew. So mele kalad the mitzvah olam misager. Even if you don't change the words of the Tosafot Rosh, okay, maybe it's not such a mitzvah to change the words. Kol adam chayav lomo l'sager. He means everybody's mitzvah, we have to misager. So everybody has the chayav lomo l'sager. We have to misager. It means lomo l'sager. Like Tosafot Rosh said in Shabbos. So maybe the second bracha kol, everybody could say, Hashem k'dushonu m'soysev, v'tzivonu lomo l'sager, and we'll have to fame members. But the first bracha is Ayvul Asi Yosfan is going in this particular Ma'is Amila L'Sag Leviyamah.
So Rebbe, so I don't understand. So what's the contrast with our Gemara? Why is he saying, but by when your mouth is a gerim, it's different? What's different if it's still Lo Sagi De Lavi Yumayil?
Because I think when you mal a child through Taitz holds. If you're not the father, you have no mitzvah at all. Unless you're based on something. But if you're not the father, you don't have any mitzvah at all. If you're not the father, you don't have a mitzvah. So Rimela. I mean, it's really by. Right. So Rimela, Lamashal, I don't think, according to Tosis, that a non father could say the bracha. It's a shaila taka. If the father's not there, what happens to the bracha of Lachnis Labisu Shalavam Avinu? The Rambam says, for sure you don't make it at all, for other reasons. But the Rambam says the whole bracha is on the extra mitzvah of the father. The Rambam brings that there are those who say that you do make the bracha. The Rambam says they're wrong. Yesh mishayu yeshu, yivach lois beistin. Ve'echad min ha'am. Ve'ein roi lasivskein. I don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Interesting to see. Vitaisers, I would think it stands to reason nobody else can make the bracha because like that, because the bracha is to make the bracha. You see this Taisus. Taisus says, the way I'm reading the Taisus and Taisus Rosh, Taisus is going on the second bracha. He's going on the bracha of what corresponds to Lachnis Lubisha Shalavam Avinu. And he says, you can make the bracha of Elosh and Lomul because you have your, as it's a general bracha on the mitzvah and you share in the mitzvah. Like the father has the mitzvah of Lachnis Lubisha Shalavam Avinu. But it's Maduik and in Taisus, that only the father has the mitzvah of Lachnis Lubisu Shel Avraham Avinu. Other people don't have the mitzvah of Lachnis Lubisu Shel Avraham Avinu. A maximum, maybe other people could make the bracha al hachnasasi Lubisu Shel Avraham Avinu. B'loshon al. Because there is a mitzvah of being machnasim Lubisu Shel Avraham Avinu. But it's on the father. If there's no father, maybe it's on based in. But it's not on me. But there is such a mitzvah in the world. So maybe I can make a bracha b'loshon al. Al hachnasasi Lubisu Shel Avraham Avinu. Yeah, yes, Lord, I don't know. Taka needs to be. I didn't check this out. What's the din if there's no father? What happens to bracha lach nisul b'say? According to Tosis, but in Stabris it won't be. At the very least, it's not going to be beloshin. It's not going to be beloshin lit. But sagi love you. But by game, you don't have that time. That's Papi Tosis and the Tosis Rosh. What about the Rambam? Maybe I'll put the Rambam up. Put the Rambam up. Hold on. Okay, could you see the Rambam now?
Yeah.
So take it from the top. This is Perek Gimel of Hilchos Milo. So first the Rambam says, "Hamol mevarach chayim shiyom la shekut chayim tosif v'tzivano ala milo." Imal ben chaveroi. Imal is benoi mevarach lomalus haben. Even though we pass like a papa, if we pass like a papa, you should be able to say alamilu no matter what, because al is lahava mashma. Rashi mashma that even Rashi mashma that nechramilu maskana we pass him like a papa, so alamilu is good like al beer, and then there's no difference to father and a male. But the Rama holds up the halacha. It has to do with the issue of yesh tam berachas, ein tam berachas. The Rama passes that there is a rhyme or reason, and the default is always to say lomel. Al needs an explanation, so you need a reason to say Al. So by Brit Milah, the father, there's no reason he should say Al. So he says Lomel. But somebody else has a reason to say Al, because they sang it love you Moel, so he can't say Le. So the Moel makes a bracha of Lomel at Saben. V'avi ben v'varach baruch acher, es baruch at Hashem v'keinu melech ha'ilam asher k'dishonu, v'mitzayis v'tzuhonu, l'achnis v'vishu shal Avraham Avinu. Mitzvah la'av Lomel es menoy yesel ha'mitzvah shemitzuvim kol yitzol, shiyomul kol oral shebeinahem. Oh, this must be the old in the Frankel Rambam makes much more sense. They put in a shin. Shem mitzvah Allah of Lomulus b'noi Yisrael and mitzvah shem mitzvah Yisrael sheyamulu kol oral shebeneim. Why does the father make this bracha of lachnisoi? Because he has a mitzvah over and above the mitzvah that all Yisrael have sheyamulu kol oral shebeneim. So this says in the Rambam a whole bunch of chiddushim. First of all, it says a chiddush that the bracha of Lachnisa b'isus shal Avraham Avinu is not stam a bichus hashemach to show that they're not doing l'shem hagrizim or something like Rabbeinu Tam. It's a bracha that the father makes because he has a mitzvah over and above the mitzvah that everybody else has. So that's kiddush number one. L'chori l'kid ram to bichus hamitzvah. Maybe it's not mamish muchluch. Maybe it's a bichus hashemach and the fact maybe bichus hamitzvah can only make one bichus hamitzvah. You can't make two bichus hamitzvah. But maybe it's a bracha, birchas hashevach that the father makes, and the fact that he has a particular mitzvah that nobody else shares. So it's not the underlying birchas hamitzvah covers all of the bin mitzvahs, but the father is a birchas hashevach for this extra mitzvah that's unique to him. Maybe I think it has to do with the friend the Hagoyes Fitzunim, in the Makoyes Fitzunim, in the side of the Frankel Rambam, they bring a lot of contradictory Mar Makoyes lefi the Rambam of the bracha of lachnisa is after the milah or before. It's calling this. If it's before, it's because it's a birchas mitzvah. If it's birchas hashevach, maybe it could be after. What that has to do with the issue is birchas hashevach, could they be after? Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. It also says in this Rambam a chiddush that kol Yisrael have a mitzvah shiyamulu kol oral shebeneim. That's a chiddush. I don't think places think that way. If kol Yisrael had a mitzvah shiyamulu kol oral shebeneim, then there'd be no difference between milas tanim and milas gerim. Taisa mashma that only by gerim is the svar that kol Yisrael are mitzvah and milas gerim, but by a regular cotton you don't have that. The Ram holds it. Yeah, by kol Yisrael are mitzvah and lomel kol oral shebeneim, but the father has something over and above. Lefichachem ein shom aviv ein mevarch nechareb bracha zu. So then you don't make the bracha. There's no father there. The father's not there. You don't make the bracha of lachnisa. Yesh mishayr she yivarch leisa beistin ayechad min ha'am ve'en roi lasuskin. Right, now let's skip halacha gimel. Yeah, Hakach Mulor Chavia Ben or Yamal or Echem and Aimdim Shom. Now this is something else. This is the bracha of Asher Kiddushi Din Mibetan, and then the father makes the Shechiyon. Fine, let's go on. Hamal as a gerim, Mivorech Alchadal. Hamal as a gerim, Mivorech. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu Mitzayis Yitzonu Lomul as a gerim. Lahatif Menu Dam Bris. So I said, it's the Ram also has only one bracha. The Ram l'shitasa. Why would there be two? The bracha of lachnisa levisa shal Avraham Avinu is a bracha that the father has and the extra mitzvah that he has more than anybody else. Okay, here there's no father, everybody's the same. So there's only one mitzvah, and this is the bracha mitzvah. We're talking here about the Birchas HaMitzvah. So if the Birchas HaMitzvah, then the Chayret the Bracha and this Ma'isa Milah. So what happened to the time of L'Sagat L'Aviyu Ma'al? How can you say Lomo? L'Sagat L'Aviyu Ma'al. This particular Ma'isa Milah, somebody else can do. Taisus, Taisurash, Ag Gisling, Gemara, and Shabbos. I mean, they're both Gisling. The Taisurash holds according to both Gisling's The Rosh holds according to both Gitzoyes and Gemara Shabbos. The first Bracha is Alamila. Manashach. If you Geiris both Brachas, then it says Alamila. If you're not Geiris both Brachas, like the Rif, but the Rosh says, because the first Bracha goes without saying that it's Alamila, it's the same as every other Mila. So far, so Pesach holds the first Bracha is Alamila. Why is the first Bracha Alamila? Because they say Alamila well. Because it's not a Chir, I have no Chir to do this Mila's game. You told him about the second Bracha, which is about Mila in general. So there's Ve'ahavta Mitzager. How are you going to have Ve'ahavta Mitzager if you don't have any Gerim? So you have to have Gerim. Okay. This is a Birchas HaMitzvah and this particular Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. So much Shlomo, you have to say that the Rambam holds that even though I don't have a mitzvah to do this particular Ma'aseh HaMitzvah and this particular Ger, for sure not, it doesn't matter. As long as there is a mitzvah lomolus agerim. Well, I have to miss a ger. As long as there is a mitzvah lomolus agerim that I have as much as anybody else, the Rambam holds that that's enough to make the bracha of lomolus agerim. I think in the Rambam it's mechuch a chiddush that's not true according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, that the first bracha is alamilo by gerim. So it's mukhuch that even by gerim, when you're talking about this particular birchas hamitzvah and this particular milo, there's a tain of lisagel v'yomal. Why me? Why me? And why him? Why me? Why him? There's no lomel. It's only we're talking about the mitzvah in general, the second bracha, the mitzvah in general. Yeah, there is a mitzvah that Kol Yisrael have to be of a half the mitzvah to have milas ger. The Ram holds. I don't know how to look at that fact that I don't have to do this Brit Mila for this particular ger. But the Ramos, it doesn't matter. It's enough that there is a mitzvah of Milas Gerim in general that Kol Yisrael share. And that's enough to say a bracha b'loshen lo malas agerim and to avoid the problem of Lesagi to Levi Uma. The question is, so then why isn't that true by Milas Ketana? The Ramos himself holds that by Milas Ketanim, there is a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael Lomel Kol Orel Shebeneim. So why is it by Milas Ketanim the brachas Lomel is Al, and by Milas Gerim the brachas Lomel? Even if the Rambam holds, if the Rambam holds that in order to take off the tain of Lisagi Levi Umoel, it's enough that I'm part of a generalized mitzvah that all Jews have to be Mal Gerim in the abstract, and that's enough that I can already say Lomel is a Gerim. So why isn't it enough to say Lomolus Aben by a regular bris? So since the Rambam himself, they may hold there is no mitzvah in general to be mal children. The mitzvah on the father, the mitzvah on Beis Din. But the Rambam is not that way. The Rambam is the mitzvah al kol Yisrael Lomol kol Orel Shebeneim. So if the mitzvah al kol Yisrael Lomol kol Orel Shebeneim, then it's not less than the mitzvah of kol Yisrael to be mal gerim. Yeah, even more if anything. So how come by so why does the Moel say Al? Why doesn't he say Lomel? So I think that the answer lies in another Rama, the next Rama. Well, I shouldn't have stopped to share yet because we need the next Rama. Look at the next Rama. Look at Amam. Hamalas Avdai. Somebody's Malas David. Mavorach Baruch Atah Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekishonim. And Seisiv. Simanu Lomalas Avodim. Lahatav and Dabris. Shomoli Dam Brislin is Kaim. Shomayim Baruch Shem. Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekishonim. And so on. The same bracha you have as by Milas Hager. Then the Rambam continues. V'im Mol Avdai Shalachayim. Not lomolus avodim, but al milus avodim. In other words, the Rambam says that the same difference you have by a regular bris between a father and a male, that the father says lomol, but a regular person, but a stam and male says al. So the Rambam says the same thing by milus avodim. The other makes the bracha lomolus avodim, but other people make the bracha of al milus avodim. So, how is the kasha? The Magid, actually, the Ketzer Mishnah is the Kasha. I didn't know this before. The Ketzer Mishnah is the Kasha. Even if I'm not somebody else's Eved, but fine, I don't have the special mitzvah that the Odin has. The Odin has a mitzvah of Yilid Beisoy and Mitnas Kesef. The father, Odin, has a special mitzvah. But Kol Odom Klapi and Eved is L'chayr no different than Kol Odom Klapi a Ger. And Eved is also a Ger. And if the Rama says that when you mal an Eved, you could say it B'losh and Lomel, I'm sorry, if the Rama holds it, but when you mal it a Ger, you could say Lomelis a Ger. So when you mal an Eved, why can't you say Lomelis Av Odom? Down may hawk with the special mitzvah that the Odin has. So forget the special mitzvah. Fine, I'm not his Odin. I don't have that special mitzvah. But he's a ger. There's a mitzvah lomelis a ger. There's a mitzvah lomelis a ger. Chais v'yaftim is a ger. Whatever it is. There's a mitzvah lomelis a ger. No, this Eved is also a ger. So why can't you say lomelis avodim mitzah that mitzvah, mitzah the general mitzvah to be malger? Yes, Lodin, maybe. I'm just wondering now. According to Tosfos Rosh, if the mitzvah to be mal gerim comes from v'yahavtam es ager, is there a mitzvah v'yahavtam es ager on an eved? On an eved k'nayni? Even though he's a ger, an eved is a ger, he's not a full-fledged ger. He doesn't have, he's only chayiv in mitzvahs. He's chotu mitzvahs, that's just as man goma. And the Ram is mavur, Noshim also part of mitzvah esis and magama, but doesn't lack in the tusis yisrael. But they're stand up to it because they're noshim. But avodim are part of mitzvah esis and magama. The loshim of the Rambam is that yotzim chal akum lechal yisrael loyba. It's a in the geris. The Rambam also ever is a mitzvah ger. He's not lechal yisrael loyba. So maybe he doesn't have the mitzvah. They have the mitzvah ger. Save the whole people over here. Imal a regular ger, there's a mitzvah we have to miss a ger. So then that's called, then we have the Tosfos Rosh. That's what makes it that Kol Yisrael are mechuyav lomolus a ger. Because how are you going to have ger? How are you going to do we have to miss a ger? You don't have ger. But an Eved, maybe you don't have you have to miss a ger. It's Kol Yisrael are both. The Mela, so what do you have? The mitzvah is Odin. No, the mitzvah is, the Odin is mechuyav, that is, bias is mitzvah kesef. That they should be he should be mal. That's the mitzvah of the Odin. Anybody else does the milah, they're doing it for the Odin. Maybe that's the teretz of the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. But the emes, that's a pilpul. The posha to teretz is, which the Kesem Mishnah actually says, is that the Rambam holds that the issue is not do I have a mitzvah to be malus person. The issue rather is there anybody else who has the mitzvah before me? If there's somebody else ahead of me online for this mitzvah, then there's a tain of leisagel av yomar. If there's nobody else ahead of me, then it's on me. But the shah is not. So mainly the Rambam says like this. Everybody's a chiyuv to be mal av adam. Same way everybody's a chiyuv to be mal gerim. But there's somebody ahead of you online. The Odin has a bigger chiyuv to be mal eved. So mainly since it's somebody else who's mechuyuv more, and if you do it, you're taking it away from the other. So mainly, don't make a bracha of lomel because you're not the one who has the primary chiv. So then the bracha is lomel and not dal. Hashenka by a ger, the chiv to be mal a ger is no greater than the chiv to be mal somebody else's eved. But the difference is that when you're mal a ger, there's nobody else ahead of you online. So then when the mitzvah, as much as there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is on me first, equally together with everybody else. So then you're ready to make a bracha of lomel. So now it's mature. It's the other question that I asked. If the Ram holds as a mitzvah on Kol Yisrael Lomel Kol Oral Shabinayim, so how come a male makes a bracha of Al? Kol Yisrael Lomel Lomel Kol Oral Shabinayim. So why is it worse than Milas Ger? The heritage by Milas Ger, there's nobody ahead of you in this mitzvah. But by Milas Kanim, the father has a k'tima. Since the father is a k'tima, so the male only mitzvah is Mivarach B'Loshan Al, not B'Loshan Le. The only thing I have a suffix, if that's the case, I think that's a simple path in the Rambam. That'll answer both questions. Question number one, how can by a ger he make a bracha of lomel, and by a regular moil he makes a bracha of al, if the Rambam holds that kol Yisrael mitzuva lomel kol oral shebeneim? So if kol Yisrael mitzuva lomel kol oral shebeneim, then it's not less than milas gerim that you make a bracha of lomel. And you see, the Rambam himself distinguishes by milas gerim. When it comes to avodim, he distinguishes the other makes a bracha of le and another person makes a bracha of al. So it's not like the Rambam thinks that by milas gerim these distinctions aren't true. The Rambam has these distinctions by milas gerim too, as you see by avodim. So that's question number one. You see, it's not like the Rambam thought that milas, lomelas gerim is some kind of different kind of bracha. That bracha also has distinctions. There is a nusach of al by milas gerim too. You see, by avodim, there's a pasuk. So how come by avodim you make lomel? How come by gerim rather you make a bracha of lomel? Lomel is a gerim. Rav and Lochadal, you make a bracha of lomel is a gerim. And by regular tina, you make a bracha of al. Kol Yisrael mitzuva lomel kol oros shebeneim. That was question number one. Question number two is the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. How come by when it comes to avodim and your own eved you make a bracha of lomel, but on somebody else's eved you make a bracha of al? Somebody else is Eved, L'chaira, so he's not your Eved, but he's a Ger. So you should make the bracha of Lomel, just like on any Ger, you can make a bracha of Lomel. All of this conduces to the same teretz, which the Kesem Mishnah says on the second question, but it answers the first question too, which is that the Rambam holds that the time of L'sagad L'vi Yomol, the dispositive question is not, do I have this mitzvah? Do I have this mitzvah? The dispositive question is, do I have this mitzvah? Is there somebody else who has the mitzvah more? If somebody else has the mitzvah more, so the mitzvah devolves on him first, then the bracha is al. If nobody else has the mitzvah more than me, we're all equal, then the bracha is le. So by a child, the father has the mitzvah more, so the father makes the bracha lomel, the male makes the bracha of al. By a ger, everybody's the same, so then the bracha is lomel. And by an eved, you do have this distinction. By an eved, it's mitzvah more on the odin than a different person. So the odin makes the bracha of le, and a different person makes the bracha of al. It'll come out l'chayr, an interesting question there. So what will be the din if there's no father? Will the moil make a bracha of alamil or lomel? L'chayr, in that case, there's nobody ahead of him, then the moil should make a bracha of lomel. Doesn't say that in Rambam. The Rambam should tell me that. That's what says this. Normally it's the father, so the chazal didn't distinguish. L'chayr, that's sahar. If there's no father, then why the bracha should change from al to lomel? Yeah, look at that. Maybe in the Chanami, maybe in the Ram, that's how it should be. I want to take a look at Shulchan Aruch, because I had an orange Shulchan Aruch, but I'm not 100% sure. I want to take a look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So let's take a look. Hold on a second.
A few minutes ago, Rebbe said that the reason why by a regular milo, the Rambam has two brachas, ala milo and lachniso, because Rambam's lachniso is a brichas hamitzvah, the father has more. By a milah, but by a ger, where nobody else has more mechiv, it's just one bracha. Rambam Shitas only have one bracha.
Right.
But why is it like a long bracha that also is like includes like why not just say lamo is a ger? Why say
I don't know. Why is it such a fancy bracha? When there's no father, you make a bracha by a milah and finished. I mean, I guess somebody makes a bracha by Asher Kiddush Shitin Beten Chayk B'Seres. So that yeah, but. As far as these two brachas are concerned, you have a simple bracha. Why by a ger do you have such a fancy bracha if there's no father? Maybe it's incorporating. Maybe it's incorporating the bracha of Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten, according to the Rambam. It's the third bracha that you also don't say about Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten, the Chayk B'She'er Yisam, it's Yitzav Chasam B'Reis B'Yis Kiddush. Alkin Kelz Tzavi Lahatzel Sheiris Sheirenu Mishachas Man Bisa Shesom Bif Sereno Baruch Hat Hashem Peir Sebris Why do you have that bracha by a ger? I think you don't have it because you can't save it. It's all chutzim by Esprit Kodesh. I mean, I'm just guessing. I didn't see what the Rishonim say about this. Some of the it said some chutzim by Esprit Kodesh means not only that you have a chiyuv to do mila, it means that we were born after Avraham Avinu was gemalt. Yishmael was born before Avraham Avinu was gemalt. Yitzhak was born after Avraham Avinu was gemalt. So Zayin Shel Yitzhak have the it said some chasam ba'is biskaitis that we're born in kedusha service. That you don't have by again. A little bit, I'm just making this up, but I think something along these lines.
But the Arichas Nebracha is Kiddush Mibetim, Rabbi saying.
Right. Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim. That's what that means. Asher Kiddush, that's Pashup Shat Nebracha. It's Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim. What does it mean, Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim? No, but Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim is Yidin as Avraham Avinu. Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim. The thesis over this is Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim is Avraham Avinu. I don't know how Avraham Avinu was Kiddush Mibetim. The Chayt B'She'er Yisrael is Yitzchak. And the Chosn Ba'is B'is Chayrish who Yaakov is Tetzov. Yeah, I'd be curious to know what did the Rishonim say about this. Why don't you make a bracha of Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim by again? Not going to have so clear to me. But it's a bracha about the Ovis. That's a shaila. It's a ger misyachas to all of the Ovis. A ger certainly misyachas. That's a shaila in the Mishnah. It's a shaila. Machlekes Tanoim. Can a ger say mikra bikurim? Because he can't say, can he or can't he say, So the Mishnah says he can't. There's a brisa that he could. The Rama passes like the brisa that he could. So maybe that's part of the issue. Even if a ger is misyachas, because Avraham Avinu is Avam and Goyim, like the Rama passes, but there are those who say that he's misyachas. The ger is misyachas to Avram, but not to Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram is Avam and Goyim. Maybe this bracha is connected. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Maybe that's not shayach by again. Hakapanim, yes, Lord, and why you don't have the bracha of Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim? And what's the inyan of that whole bracha? But okay, it's something for somebody to do some research on. But Hakapanim, maybe the arichas and the bracha of the brichas, the arichas and the bracha of Milas Ager, according to the Rambam, what's it connected? Taisa says it's connected. It's connected. Lachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. So this is the equivalent. Lahatif me'am dam bris. This is the bracha that's connected the bracha of the Bereshis Shel Avraham Avinu. Why the shinui? I say, why the shinui? I don't know. But the Rambam is not available. The Rambam holds if there's no father, then you don't make a bracha of the Bereshis Shel Avraham Avinu. So it must be connected the bracha of Asher Kiddush Yidin Mibetim. Maybe those Rishonim who don't want to say Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So we talk about Lomelis Hagerim Lahatif Meim Dambris that they also share in Dambris. Anyway, I want to take a look, just a quick look at Shulchan Aruch. Because I had her. Yeah, it's Rei Samachet, and you're there. Rei Samachet, hey. Amalas hagerim, v'varach batarach, barach atashem, elokeinu melech, olam ulamalas hagerim. So interesting. The Rama passes the Shulchan Aruch passes that there's two brachas, not like the Rama. There's two brachas, like the Rosh. You had both brachas, but the nusach of the first bracha is lomolus agerim. Lomolus agerim. What's the chesed lomolus agerim? That places that kol adam are mitzuvah milas gerim, but it's like Tosus that there's two brachas. It's like the Rosh Tosus that gives and the gifts that we have printed in the Gemara. There's two brachas, but what's the nusach of the bracha? The nusach is lomol. So that the nusach is lomol, that's like the Rambam. That kol adam are mitzvah, not only in the abstract sense that Jews in general are mechuyev to be malgeim in general. So the second bracha, which is on the mitzvah in general, you could say b'loshon le, but the first bracha is out. The Shulchan Aruch passes in that regard, like the Rambam, that the brichas on mitzvah, the bracha before the meal, the brichas on mitzvah, could be said b'loshon lomel. Because as long as nobody else ahead of me, I can say the bracha b'loshon lomel. So in Svara, I hear the Shulchan Aruch. He paskins like the Rosh, I get from the Gemara that there's two brachas. In that machlekes, he paskins there's two brachas. But in the other machlekes about what the nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah is it al or le, in that regard, the Rosh in Shabbos is clear that the first bracha is al, only the second bracha is le. What's the Hezber? So that's what I was shared today. The Hezber is that the first bracha is on this Maisa Mitzvah. This Maisa Mitzvah is Takalei Tagad Levi Umoel. I don't have to be mild this get. But the second bracha is on Mil in general. So then you say that Kol Yisrael are Mitzvah Lomolis again because we have to miss again. But the Rambam holds there's only one bracha and that bracha is Lomol. So the Rambam holds that you could say Lomol since there's nobody else ahead of you. There's nobody who's Chayav more than you. You could say Lomol. So the Shulchan Aruch takes something from each. Takes from Tosfos and the Rosh that there's two brachas, but it takes from the Rambam the brachas lomel. The only problem that I have is that it's not like any gifts in the Gemara. The Rambam passes that said the first brachas lomel because the Rambam's goes in the Gemara like the Rif. The Gemara only has one bracha, and that bracha was said below shem lomel. Lomel is again. We'll have to fam dan bris, and he doesn't have the Rosh Hashikol Torah that there's another bracha that goes without saying. There's no, that's the only bracha that there is. Lomo l'sgerim ma'atafem dambris. So fine, so the Rambam stims with that gizm anyway. Taisus holds that the bracha is al. It's either because the girls that way beferish the Gemara. Al ha'milah, there's two brachas. One is al and one is lomo l'sgerim ma'atafem dambris. Or they're only girls the second bracha, but they hold that the first bracha goes without saying because it's exactly the same as what the Brisa said before, that when you're malatina, you make a bracha of al. Either Girsa comes out that if there's a first bracha, it's al. So how can the Shulchan Aruch paskin lomel? Mele, if you would just take the issues in lomdus, say fine, in lomdus he paskins two brachas like the Rosh and Taisvis, and he paskins like the Rambam that the birchas and the mitzvah could be said below Shulchan Lomel because nobody else ahead of him. So lomdus is good, but l'chor it's against the Gemara because there's no Girsa in the Gemara that we know about that will produce the conclusion that there's two brachas of lomel. If you goes both brachas in the Gemara, then the gish that we know about says the first bracha is the alam, the second one is lomel. If you not goes both, so it's been the Rambam fine. So there's only one bracha, and that bracha is lomel. But the Shulchan Aruch passes like Taisun Rosh, there are two brachas. So if there are two brachas, so how come the first one's not mentioned in the Gemara? Because it doesn't need to be mentioned in the Gemara because it's the same as the ordinary Milo, like the Rosh said. No, so then it's out. It's quite the problem, Shulchan Aruch. How you can say that there's two brachas of Lomo? That's I don't know what to do there. There's a different problem Shulchan Aruch relates to Kalim are busy with, which is that in Hilchas Mila, in Rei Samachay, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Im Avi HaBen Hu HaMoil Ba'atzmoy, Mivorek Lomolus HaBen L'das HaRambam, because we have a distinction Al and Le, but Shulchan Aruch says L'das HaRambam, and the Rama adds, V'yesh Chelkim, V'chein Noyegim, Shaloi L'chalek. Why is Yesh Chelkim? The Yesh Chelkim hold that the distinction between the father, actually, unfortunately, more of this difference in the father and anybody else. What's the answer? No. It says that if the mal makes a bracha of al, but if the father is mevar, if the father does the meal, then enachinami makes a bracha of lomo.
That's only if you're a puppy, I'm saying.
It's only if you're a puppy, right? It's only if you're a puppy. But if you're a pup, but there's no, you don't have that distinction because al is kava mashba. So the Rambam Paskin said, no, we preserve that distinction anyway because the Rambam holds that al always needs a reason. So that's the Mechaber quotes B'Shem the Rambam, L'das HaRambam. The Rambam says, Yesh Chelkim. And they hold that according to that since we passed like a papa, al is the haba mashma, so there's no difference. Maybe other commenting in brachas, the other theses why some brachas are one way and the other, but we'll see later in the Rosh and the Ram. But al kaponim, klape the father and the mayel, the Yesh, the Rambam paskins that there's no distinction. And here, when it comes to Milas Geirim, so the Mechaber paskins that the brach is lomel, and the Rambam shesik. And the Rambam is shesik. So the Goyim says that the Shulmachar is l'shitosu that he passed like the Rambam over there, and he doesn't care that the steer in the Rambam. And others asking for a kasha. What it's hard to steer in the Rambam. How come over here the Rambam wasn't chayla? The bracha should be al. Because the Rambam paskins that even by a father the bracha is out. If even by a father the bracha is out, then by a ger for sure the bracha should be out. Okay, fine. So that's the shaila. And the Shulchan Aruch, it's good. The Shulchan Aruch over there said that the bracha tach is lomel. That's the Rambam. The Mechaber didn't bring that. It's a funny thing there. Mechaber says l'das HaRambam, and then he stops. And then the Rambam picks up and he says v'yesh chelkim. So that's the way to carry him a busy. I have this different question. Even with Das HaRambam, so the Rambam is good. The Rambam holds, that a father taka makes a bracha of lamul, and a ger you also make a bracha of lamul. Fine, that's very nice. You also make a bracha of lamul because there's nobody else ahead of you. But for the Rambam, there's only one bracha, so it's not against the gers in the Gemara. But if the Mechaber is passing there's two brachas, then again, in Lomdus it's good, but it's against the Gemara. There's no gifts in the Gemara that has such a result. And you can't say that Shulchan Aruch had a different gifts in the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch's not a Rishon. He doesn't have different gifts in the Gemara. The gifts that we know about are the two gifts. There's the gifts of Al and there's the gifts of nothing. And then if it's nothing, then it has to be, then it's Al, then it has to be Al too, because otherwise, why isn't it there? So that's already tzorchin. I don't know what to do there.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can I suggest something?
Please.
Me la'olam the Shulchan Aruch had the girsa of Hamas again mevarich al hamila, and the mevarich lamos again lahatim dambris.
Right.
But the Shulchan Aruch holds that when the mevarich. If he's doing the Mila also, then he becomes the Avi Ha'av, and now he says Lomo. If there's two people, then he say Ala Mila, and then the Mevarech says Lomo Sagim Lahatim Amdris. But if the Mevarech is also the Moyel, then he also says Lomo Sagim. The Mevarech is like the Av. And then Mela, that's what the Mevarich would say, Lomo. That's the round, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. The Masa Gei Mevarich, the Achar Kach Mevarich, Lomo Stagir. He doesn't say that somebody else makes the bracha. He himself did the Mela.
I mean, I hear it in a way, as far as it goes, because that's the case in Shulchan Aruch, that one person is making both brachas. Interesting why he sets it up that way. One person is making both brachas. But where did he get this from? He didn't get it from the Rambam. The Rambam only has one bracha.
The Rambam holds the Av makes Lomel.
But if the Mechaber holds that the Av something that the if the sorry the Rambam holds that the that that there's only one bracha by a ger and it's Lomel. But the Shulchan Aruch passing is there's two brachas. So if there's two brachas, so at Lekola brachas when they're being made by two different people, as you say yourself, the first bracha is Av. But when it's the same person, the bracha changes. That's a very big thing for him to make up on his own. He doesn't have a mocha for that. Where are there? I don't know. It's Kasha. Okay, fine. That's it for today. Okay, so tomorrow go on to what's the next topic? Lulav. What? Yes, tomorrow I want to talk about the toast about Lulav, and then I want to see the Rosh, the Kol Kachas. I don't know about the Ram, but I want to see the Rosh, and maybe we'll see the Ram. Rosh, I think it'll be good.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
What if we were to say that?